Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Thursday, June 14th. A night of very rough weather in Wilkes-Barre, PA.
This is probably one of the worst tornadoes ever to hit Luzerne County Commercial District.
City Council member John Jablowski is talking about a strong storm that did much damage in the area of the Wyoming Valley Mall.
Many buildings are pretty much destroyed. Significant damage throughout basically a half-mile square radius. Significant damage that occurred to all the buildings. There were vehicles that were thrown from the Nissan dealership up into other parking lots.
Jablowski says six people have very minor injuries. Trees and power lines are down. The National Weather Service will be there later today to confirm what looks like a tornado. A former Penn State fraternity member pleaded guilty Wednesday to 9 charges in the death of Tim Piazza. Prosecutors say Ryan Burke gave a bottle of vodka to Piazza during a night of heavy drinking and hazing at Beta Theta Pi. Attorney Philip Masorti told reporters his client
decided to step forward at his earliest opportunity to acknowledge and accept his responsibility. We didn't ask for a plea agreement. None was offered.
Burke will be sentenced in July. 25 other defendants are charged in Piazza's death. Less than 24 hours after he was shot in the chest, North Braddock police officer Brian Hodges was back on the beat. That's because a bulletproof vest saved his life Tuesday night. Officer Hodges was shot at an abandoned house as he responded to a call about a reported abduction. He talked about returning to work with KDKA-TV.
I think it was Bob Marley that said that the people aren't trying to make this world a better place, aren't taking a day off, so why should I?
A second officer, James Manis, was also injured, cut by broken glass. Dejon Howard reportedly told police he fired at the officers because he thought someone was breaking into the abandoned house. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.